I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My thighs still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus. The paper is still the gold. Not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. As you know, guys, this is the Mia Made It series, and we are here with none other than the fabulous Mia Grace. Mia Made It. How's it going, Mia? Tell everybody what's up.
What's up, everybody?
All right, guys. It's WrestleMania season in full effect, in full condition. Guys, welcome back to the show. This is officially the second episode of the WrestleMania buildup, and this is arguably my favorite episode that we have, period. This is, guys, we've been trying to do it for, I think, 2 years now. We've been trying to release this episode for you guys for 2 years now. Both years, I believe, we had technical issues where the episode was just too big. There was just too much going on, and we didn't understand the mechanics of how to do a podcast at that time. Now we do. So that being said, here is finally the GM draft episode where Mia Made It and myself, DIG, the D to the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, will be drafting a roster using WWE 2K25. WWE 2K26 is out now. Is currently out now, guys. You guys go get that. If anybody wants to send us the $150,000 that it takes to buy the game, you know, you guys go ahead and do that. You know, our Cash App, Signs and Sports Podcast, on Cash App. But no, I'm just kidding. I'm having fun. I don't know about you, Mia. How are you feeling about the road to WrestleMania so far? The WrestleMania build up. Before we get into anything, let's talk about it.
I'm excited. I was looking over the official nights, and I was really excited. Some of the matches I predicted were not on the card, but it's okay. I know Seth is fighting Gunther.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because it was supposed to be Rey Mysterio and Gunther, but Rey got hurt, so.
This year?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Seth.
Oh
took
no.
His place.
Oh no.
So.
Seth Rollins, bad back, bad knee, multiple injuries, legend. I'm just kidding. Let's be real about that, guys. Road to WrestleMania. I think it started. It's obviously starting to pick up over the last couple weeks. Obviously, you know, with Oba and Brock kind of leading the charge, Liv Morgan and Stephanie Vaquer leading the charge. A lot of good things happening right now. Like Mia said, a lot of predictions that we had already have come to fruition that they are not going to happen, specifically Finn Balor. Guys, it is what it is, you know? If we knew the things you guys were predicting, we probably would have a couple laughs too. So, but no, hey, we're all right here. We're all wrong here. We're all, you know, it is what it is. Finn Balor being in that triple threat match would have been great. But at the end of the day, I think there's a lot of people who would have said, would have kind of been the sore thumb, you know, in the whole picture. But regardless, I mean, we have WrestleMania coming up next week, actually, to talk about this. So that's for next week, where we're going to talk about WrestleMania and everything that we've thought about the buildup so far. Everything we've heard that people don't like about the buildup so far, because, of course, we're always going to cover the IWC. You guys, you're welcome. But let's get into some GM draft mode. And like I said, guys, we are going to start this episode. This is the first GM draft mode episode on the Mia Made It series. And who knows, maybe we got a special surprise for you, a special announcement, you know, for something that's coming after WrestleMania. I know how y'all feel about us and special surprises, but this one's actually coming. So welcome to the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, Mia Made It series. This is the GM draft. I myself, DIG, the D to the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, will be running the SmackDown brand, and I will be using Nick Aldis as the GM because we couldn't go forward without a GM, so I'll be using Nick Aldis. Mia, go ahead and let people know what brand you will be using and what GM will be representing that brand.
The brand I chose was Monday Night Raw, and my GM I chose was Stephanie McMahon.
All right, guys, here's a quick overview of the rules because I know Mia's itching to get going, and she might even have a little bit of anxiety that this might not work. But hey, this desk right here is wood, Mia, if you need to if you need a knock on anything. Guys, the quick basic rundown of the rules. We got a budget of $4 million. If you're listening to this podcast, I would argue you've probably played GM mode before. So you know more or less what the rules are. We got a budget of $4 million. That's the max that you can have. We plan on spending all of that $4 million when it comes to drafting our roster, because we want as robust and big of a roster as we could possibly have. Both of us will be drafting, each of us in order, myself first, her second, and we will do that each round. Once we finish, we will allocate four different championships. We have the men's WWE Championship and the Women's WWE Championship for myself on SmackDown for Nick Aldis, and we have the Men and Women's United States Championship to allocate as well, and that is the four championships we will give out, allocate, disperse amongst either anywhere from 12 to 16 superstars that we're probably going to draft today. Mia, go ahead and tell us what championships you will be allocating, and for her, of course, same thing, anywhere from 12 to 16 superstars.
On my brand, the championships I have are the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, the WWE Women's World Heavyweight Championship, the Intercontinental title, and the Women's Intercontinental Championship.
Okay. All right, Mia, go ahead in your notes, make sure under your brand where you wrote that, make sure to write the GM as well that you're using. We find ourselves running into times where we need our notes. We go back to our notes, and it's either the date that we missed that we needed, or it's some piece of information. So, guys, we're noting. We're taking everything down as we go. We're actually doing this. So, as you know, it's WrestleMania season. Again, I'll say that WrestleMania in Vegas coming up April 18th, 19th. First episode of this show, as you guys know, has already dropped. This is the second episode of the WrestleMania build for the Mia Made It series. We have the WrestleMania episode, obviously two episodes coming up on the 18th and the 19th. So plenty of content for you guys. We also, from this very studio, we have a music video dropping for Design Individually Gifted. That's obviously me, D.I.G., the D to the 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast. Let me get everything out of the way. Pretty AF is coming out soon. Guys, catch that. You can follow me on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted. You can follow me on YouTube at D.I.G. And, of course, you can follow me on Spotify at D.I.G. as well. So, that being said, I'm sorry. We're done. Okay. Mia, let's finally get into it, right? All right, so also you can follow Mia Made It on Facebook as well. So my first pick, guys, I have the first pick of the first round, recommendation, CM Punk, Xavier Woods, Roman Reigns, Becky Lynch. Xavier Woods, he's a level 22. He's a legend. Okay, anyways, that threw me off. Guys, what we're looking at, we got CM Punk, we got Cody Rhodes, we got Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, Xavier Woods, Rhea Ripley, Seth freaking Rollins, Becky Lynch, Kofi Kingston, and we're kind of most likely going to be looking at this list, Drew McIntyre, AJ Styles, Gunther, LA Knight, and that's probably about it. I'll probably throw Obafemi in there just because, you know, I think anybody drafts him number one overall, you're probably drafting a megastar, especially if you're thinking about this realistically. So I'm looking at CM Punk. I'm looking at Cody Rhodes, obviously Roman Reigns, not necessarily Randy Orton with the first pick overall. Rhea Ripley, somebody I might look at. Gunther is always a choice too. But I think with my first pick, of course, I'm going to go with the American Nightmare. I'm going to go with Cody Rhodes. A lot of my A lot of my feuds will be built up around Cody Rhodes and what he has shown so far that I would do a better job of, or what I think I would do a better job of. So I will recreate Cody's championship run the way it was supposed to be. Go ahead, Mia.
Okay, pick number two. Am I timed?
No, you have no time.
Okay, just making sure. I would have panicked. Okay, so for my first pick, I'm looking at either Roman, obviously Seth, or who else is? I'm going to go with the obvious choice, and I'm going to have Seth Rollins as my first draft pick.
I think that was obvious. I don't think anybody expected that to go any other way. You do have CM Punk up there. That's an obvious feud immediately. But we do still have CM Punk. We do still have Roman Reigns, Randy Orton. I think with my number two pick, I am going to go with Gunther, because that is going to be my lead rivalry between Gunther and Cody Rhodes. I think Gunther is the... Here you go, Mia. I think Gunther is the... Obviously, everybody knows how I feel about Gunther, the complete package. He is what a professional wrestler should be and would have been back then in the day. I think he's timeless. So, and then, of course, Cody Rhodes canceled. And then, of course, Cody Rhodes, you know, favorite wrestler right now. So, Mia, number four pick in round number two.
Okay, my next pick. I am going to choose a woman for my roster. I'm looking at Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, and Liv Morgan.
Oof. Okay.
But...
Okay.
I think I know where Darren wants to go.
No. You go wherever you want to go. Wherever you feel. Going with the first women's pick is always a hard pick because there's so much talent at the top of the roster. But go wherever you feel, because wherever you don't go is still a good choice.
Okay. My second pick is going to be Liv Morgan.
Tell us why you pick Liv
while I look. With Liv, it's easy to create rivalries since she's already a heel. So I can easily... She has Rhea Ripley. Stephanie's not on this game, right? She's on the next game.
I don't think she's on this game. Nuh-uh.
Again, there's easy rivalries that you can make with Liv Morgan. Me personally, I think she's the GOAT. So it's going to have... I have my two favorite wrestlers of all time on my first two picks. So it's going to be... It looks good so far. And it's going to be probably the best roster ever.
And with my next pick, I'm thinking maybe I might go with the cheap pick, but it's round three, so let's throw some of that money around, right? We still got $3.2 million to spend with our first two picks. They were obviously about $400,000 each. I'm not sold on going CM Punk right now because of who I already went with. I think because you went a women's superstar, I think I will also do the same. But with my first pick, it's obviously going to be the person that, you know, you're leading your women's, or you plan on leading your women's roster with. So let me go to the women's tab. Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Bayley, Io, Asuka, Zelina, Naomi, Shayna, Nia. Shayna's not even there anymore. But Jade Cargill's an interesting one. I actually might go with Jade Cargill here. Okay. Raquel is also an interesting first pick, but again, I think she'll be there a little bit later, but I think we'll be fighting for her here soon. Okay. You see what I'm saying? It's a very stacked roster for both sides, but when it comes to picking the person you want to lead your roster, you need to go with somebody who has everything or somebody who could at least be developed into everything. Jade Cargill here on WWE 2K25 5. They gave her a 4 out of 5 promo skills. I'll work with that. You know, in real life, right now on her championship run, she's probably hitting 3 to 4. So I'll take that, and I'm going to draft Jade Cargill with my first women's superstar pick. So, Raw, you are now on the clock in the 3rd round with the 6th pick. What are you looking at? Where are you going? What are you thinking?
So, I am looking at the men's roster.
And by the way, just to let you know now, any of these picks, do not be scared to take any picks from me. Do not be scared to make the decision that you're going to make. At the end of the day, it's a little bit of friendly competition. You know, it's something to do for fun. But pick whoever you're going to pick, because, like I said, whoever you don't pick is equally as good as who you do. So have fun with it. You know, tell us why you're picking it. Be chaotic. Be creative. It doesn't have to be the way anybody else who's listening would do it. If they would like to, they can get on the show with us and they can make their picks as well.
Okay, that's who I was going to choose, but I meant to look at his things
square
first. My second option was Bron Breakker, obviously for the feud between Seth Rollins and Bron Breakker, or I can make them a tag team. There's a lot of opportunities with Bron Breakker, with the titles I have on my brand.
And with the... Okay, so you meant to pick that pick, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I don't think we could go back anyway, so... okay. So, Bron Breakker with the second pick in the 3rd round, with the 1st pick in the 4th round. I think I'm going to continue going with my women's roster, and I think I am going to save a little bit of money, but nonetheless, still a superstar. This is how highly I think of this person. So the fact that I'm drafting her this high is not a troll. It's not to make a joke. I do genuinely believe that if I was sitting in creative looking for a superstar that would be somebody who could carry the WWE Women's Championship, Chelsea Green is that person. I've always thought it. I will stand on it, and I'll go down standing on the table for that decision. So Chelsea Green with the 1st pick in the 4th round to be the 2nd person picked after Jade Cargill. Okay. Yes, I mean that, guys. That's not a troll job, but yeah.
For my next pick, I know exactly where I'm going with this one. I've been thinking about it. On this game, it doesn't matter if they're like on the original roster, they're together, like if they're like a tag team on the main roster.
No, not at all. You create however you want to create it.
Okay.
If you want to put them with somebody else completely, you put them with somebody else completely. Mia, okay, I know what I said earlier, but maybe I was lying. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. That is
my first option. It is between Roxanne Perez and... Wait, I saw her down here. Where is she?
I knew it. I knew I shouldn't have gone that way. I knew I shouldn't have gone the wrong direction.
Or I can go Raquel Rodriguez for Liv Morgan.
Do what you want to do. But let us know what you're looking at, who you're looking for. Because I think I know who you might have seen, but I don't remember who.
I am going to go with Roxanne. It just makes sense. I apologize.
If I was serious about it, she should have been my first pick. She would have been my first pick. She's obviously a rookie, but Roxanne Perez, everybody knows how I feel about Roxanne Perez. In our top 10 list, she was what, my number 3, 4?
She might have been your 3.
Right, something like that. She was very up there. But obviously, gonna keep packing into the women's division. This is rookie year. Obviously, for this person, I'm gonna go with Tiffany Stratton and just continue hitting that women's division, making sure it's strong, because I have a very strong rivalry to lead the men's division with when it comes to Gunther and Cody Rhodes for now.
See, and I was going to pick Tiffy, but I was like, I don't want to do
that. I had to lock it up because I knew you were going to do it eventually. I had to lock it up. You took Liv from me and Roxanne, so
I'm just kidding. For
I'm kidding.
My next pick.
It's all fun.
I'm looking at CM Punk, obviously, with Seth. I have that written down here.
For sure.
On my notes. Drew McIntyre, Seth as well. But I think, as someone I've had my eye on the whole entire draft, I'm going to pick Finn Balor, because I've spoken highly of Finn Balor so many times, and I think he should have been the Royal Rumble winner this year, but, you know.
But obviously...
obviously Roman just had to get it.
So far with our first with our top five picks, I have Cody Rhodes, I have Gunther, I have Jade Cargill, Chelsea Green, and Tiffany Stratton. Go ahead and tell us what you have with your top five so far, Mia.
My top five, I have Seth Rollins, I have Liv Morgan, Bron Breakker, and Roxanne Perez. Oh, and then Finn Balor, obviously.
Okay. So that was your top five?
Yes. It's because I forgot to write Finn's name down. So I forgot.
Pat McAfee's there. Javon Evans is a pick that if you don't pick him in a few picks, I will come back around to, especially for how cheap that is, $71,000.
He's definitely not on my list.
And after our first five picks, guys, I currently have $2,596,000. Mia will let you know whenever she gets on the clock as well. Javon Evans, $71,000, not bad at all. I have one heel, one baby face, and on the men's side of things, on the women's side, I have one baby face, two heels, but I can turn Tiffany Stratton baby face or Chelsea Green, and also invert Jade Cargill with the baby face, so that's not really an issue. I think with my next pick, though, I do love Javon Evans, but somebody who is already what I think Javon Evans will be is none other than Mr. Lemon Pepper Stepper, Mr. Trick Willie, Trick Williams. I'm going. I couldn't get it out. I was gonna say Trick Daddy, but that's just a little weird to me. So I couldn't do it. But Mia, go ahead, Trick Williams with my number six pick.
On my next pick, I am not sure if I'm going to pick a women's superstar or I'm gonna pick.
Take your time.
Amends.
Look through it. Let us know what you're seeing. Let us know what you're looking at.
I need to get for the women a bigger name when it comes to superstars. So obviously I'm going to go with my GOAT, Becky Lynch.
Okay. That's some that's star power. Liv, a future legend in Roxanne, and of course, the current hottest act in the women's division, Liv Morgan. I have gone Cody Rhodes, Gunther, Jade Cargill, Chelsea Green, Tiffany Stratton, Trick Williams. So I got 3-3. I can go anywhere I want. I think I'm going to continue bolstering my men's roster. I'm going to continue looking to see what it is that we have. Randy Orton might be like the blinking light on my board, because you can tag him with Cody Rhodes, you could do a feud with him and Cody Rhodes, and it's all there, you know, the whole legacy background, it's there. Let me look over here and see what kind of Oba Femi. I feel like Cody Rhodes, Gunther, Oba Femi is a pretty good, and for $86,000, I won't even crack 2.4 million yet. My bad, I forgot. Here in a second, let them know how much money you have too. That's also another thing. But I think I'm going to go with Oba Femi, and I think I'm going to continue just really stacking future champions onto my roster with somebody like Oba Femi.
Okay, I need you to talk about your roster while I look for
okay.
Who I'm going to pick.
My number seven was Oba, so I'm going to go with Oba. Actually, tell them how much money you have so far, Mia. How much money you have left?
I'm not good at reading money, and that's really embarrassing to admit at my big age. So
that's okay.
I'm not going to read it out loud, actually. I have free will.
That's hilarious.
It's not funny.
Okay, so she has $2,359,000 left that in her budget, and she has drafted so far Seth Rollins, Liv Morgan, Bron Breakker, Roxanne Perez, Finn Balor, and Becky Lynch. And I have drafted Cody Rhodes, Gunther, Jade Cargill, Chelsea Green, Tiffany Stratton, Trick Williams, and Oba Femi. That is actually a pretty good... Those are two pretty good rosters competing, I'm not going to lie. Okay, Mia? So, also keep in mind how many heels and baby faces you have, and who you can change, and who you can take those things into account, obviously.
Yeah, I can easily change Seth into a bad guy. I can change Liv into a baby face. Becky into a heel.
I'm thinking that's the obvious pick, I would imagine. You're going to pay for him $260,000. Promo skills, three. Yeah, that makes sense, actually. 3 out of 5.
Okay. I'm looking for a certain superstar. But
I think I know do where we have the going.
Tag titles?
No,
right?
No.
Okay, just making sure. I didn't even see Logan.
Omos too? Omos might be your pick.
Definitely not.
Or Elton Prince?
Wait.
Damn, okay.
Okay.
Damn, okay.
I was looking for a...
If you don't do it, I'm gonna do it. Oof.
So I'm looking at 3 superstars.
Okay.
At the moment. I have Carmelo Hayes, Austin Theory, and Dominic Mysterio.
Okay.
And I don't know which way I'm going to go.
I think I know which way you should go, but those other two names are definitely very appealing when it comes to having to lock them up, because you know I'm going to take one of them. Whoever you take, I'm taking one of them off the board, whether it's Dom, whether it's Melo, whether it's Austin, whichever way you go, I'm going to take one of them three. unless I go like Omos. Oh, we don't have a tag team
or
division.
Or Logan. But ooh, I don't think I'm going to throw Logan into the mix.
Yeah, right, I think now we're going to be fighting for those 4 people here in these next 2 rounds.
Seth, Braun, and Finn.
I think I might go Austin and Logan, my next 2 picks, if you don't take them. If you do take one of them, I'm going the other and Melo with my next 2. Because I got to lock up Melo against Trick, and I got to get either Logan or Austin, because Austin is he would basically be instant main eventer, and Logan, I think he would work his way up or something. But again, wherever you go, you make your pick. I'm not gonna be mad at it. I'll figure out where I'm gonna go regardless, you know. So
I'm struggling because I have thought a lot about my feuds with Seth. I can make Finn feud with anybody, it can work out. Braun is my who I'm most concerned about, so I'm looking at former NXT superstars, which Grayson Waller is who I have my eye on.
That's 5 really good, like really good choices between. So it's really just comes down to where you wanna go. What direction you'd like to go. But all 5 of those are really good picks. I don't think you can go wrong with anyone. It's just who fits best, who will you make fit best, and where you see like the
I'm going
and
with,
ultimately who you want on your roster too.
I'm going with Grayson Waller for my next pick. I couldn't leave him there. I couldn't leave him in the dirt.
I think I'm gonna go I can go Melo, Trick. I can go Theory as just one of, with Cody and Gunther up there, and Oba.
You got OBA or you're thinking about getting OBA?
Did I get OBA? Yeah, I think I grabbed OBA. Yeah, I got OBA in round 7. So he's the last one on there. Axiom's always... I always try to put Axiom on my roster anytime I can. And I will come back to him if I get a chance. Logan... You wanted me to make the decision for you, didn't you?
Make what? Decision?
Of who to pick so you could pick whoever was left.
No.
No? I'm surprised you went Grayson. I'm going to go... Who do you want more? Austin or Logan?
You can have Logan.
I'll take Logan. All right.
I have big dreams for Austin Theory.
Okay. All right. With my pick in the 8th round, guys, we worked out a little deal here. I went ahead and took Logan Paul, and I'm assuming, Mia, with your pick in the 8th, you'll probably pair up Austin and Grayson, or are you going a different direction? Let us know what you're looking at.
Well, I am looking at my women's roster. I only have 3 women. And 4 men. So I'm going with another woman. And I'm going to spend some money. And I'm going Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, that was a good pick. That was very good. I mean, biggest name in the industry on the women's side. A lot of matchups for you to build already with Becky, with Liv, with Roxanne versus Rhea is a matchup that I'm actually waiting to see in real life too, like at WrestleMania or SummerSlam, or you know, even Elimination Chamber or something. Just seeing that matchup is going to be a good one. I have so far 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 men and 3 women, so let me turn my attention back to the women's division. I have Jade Cargill, Chelsea Green, Tiffany Stratton, kind of a little bit all over the place. not exactly a story going on here. I wish Blake Monroe was here. I would have grabbed her right here with this pick.
Is she in the new game?
She is, yes. But unfortunately, she is not in this one. So
she wasn't even in WWE yet.
A lot of women who have been released on this roster, that's for sure. Could always go Maxine Dupri. You know, see the same thing they see, Sol Ruka, but this is kind of Sol Ruka rookie year. Wasn't my favorite, but Sol Ruka's firing on all cylinders right now. Loved Indy Hartwell. She's no longer on the roster either, obviously. Lyra Valkyrie, I feel like, would be going... I think I might go Raquel with this pick. Unless somebody pops up that's a little bit more... Maybe Alexa... Dakota. I guess we'll try to stay away from people who have been cut, right?
Released, yeah.
Okay, the women's roster, I guess it's kind of shrinking to your niche and which direction you want to go with it. I think I'm going to end up going with... This is tough because this is already getting... JC Jane? I honestly wouldn't hate that, I think. But JC Jane over Raquel is a question.
I wouldn't.
No?
If it was my roster, but...
I think I'm going to go Raquel. I'll put another big stature monster into my roster. You can always use another one of those. So Raquel Rodriguez with my number 9 pick. Not bad at all. I'm not hating my roster. It's a little... I hope we get a chance to go a little bit deeper. Like into maybe 15, 16. Hopefully we hit our mark. You have 1,866,000 currently. I think I'm around the same thing. Probably maybe 1.9. But let us know what you're looking at. Let us know what you're seeing. And guys, actually, I mean, we hope that one day we can do this episode like via video. Like, you know, we plan on making a Discord for Mia Made It. And that's kind of what we would like to do, is do these episodes on on Discord in a video stream. That way you guys can actually follow along with what it is that we're doing. But of course, to try it out for the first time, we're doing it live on the podcast from the studio. So Mia, what are you looking at and where are you going?
I'm looking at my roster at the moment, and really the biggest face I have in my men's roster is Seth. So I may need to bring in another big face that is in the men's division, because it looks a little odd with some of the superstars that I've picked so far. So I'm looking at CM Punk, but I don't want to pull the trigger on CM Punk, especially since I was looking at his stats earlier and he was annoyed with being in the draft, and that made me really mad.
Jey Uso's so still there. I'm thinking Jay's about Jey. A little expensive, $300,000.
And that's the thing. I'm surprised
you haven't gone with... Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Dom.
I was surprised you haven't. You basically have the rest of Judgment Day up there. Roxanne, Finn,
Liv,
and then you have Rhea as well. So you roll on with that story. You're clearly going to be clicking already. So great picks out there. So this is already the 10th round. If you wanted to, you could check out and you could say, I'm good with the 10 people I have. If not, you can continue spending your money and that's not an issue. Okay, guys. So with the first 10 picks, I had Cody Rhodes number 1, Gunther number 2, Jade Cargill number 3, Chelsea Green number 4, Tiffany Stratton number 5, Trick Williams number 6, Oba Femi number 7, Logan Paul number 8, and Raquel Rodriguez number 9. And I will be picking my number 10. Mia, go ahead and tell us who you have so far and your next pick. Your next pick will also be number 10.
Okay, so I have Seth Rollins as my number 1 draft pick. Then I have Liv Morgan, Bron Breakker, Roxanne Perez, Finn Balor, Becky Lynch, Grayson Waller, Rhea Ripley, Dominic Mysterio, and whoever I pick number 10.
With number 10. All right. So I think I might circle back around and come and get JC Jane. For $136,000, I have $2,043,000 left. I don't want to go... Or Alexa. I think I'm going to go... Okay, I'm going to go with Alexa Bliss. And I'm going to round out my 5-5 with Alexa Bliss. 5 men so far, 5 women. And my number 10 pick, like I said, Alexa. Number 9, Raquel Rodriguez. Number 8, Logan Paul. Number 7, Oba Femi. Number 6, Trick Williams. Number 5, Tiffany Stratton. Number 4, Chelsea Green. Number 3, Jade Cargill. Number 2, Gunther. And number 1, Cody Rhodes. Mia, whenever you're ready to make your pick, and then let us know your roster back up the way I did.
So, for my number 10, I am thinking about Charlotte Flair. Or go back to who I wanted to draft before Dom, Austin Theory.
Both good picks. What does your current balance look like? You have 5 men or 5 women, 4 men? 5 men, 4 women?
1, 2, 3. Yes. 4 women, 5 men.
So either direction you go, I think both of those superstars will probably be there with your next pick. So
yeah,
whichever you go with this one, you can go with the second one next. It's up to you where you want to go.
I will be going Charlotte Flair.
Okay.
As my 10th pick.
That's a good... I mean, adding names to your roster is always... Because the rivalries you could build with names alone, with promo skills, with popularity. You know, she's a legend, obviously. So, always a good pick. With my pick, I'm going to go with Carmelo Hayes. And I'm going to go ahead and lock that up and put him and Trick Williams back on the same roster. So, I'll go ahead and take Carmelo. And here you go, Mia. You have 1.3... you have $1,317,000 left. That being said, we just wrapped up hour 10. Let's take a break. And when we come back from our break, we will draft whatever we have left money-wise. You have 1.3 left. I believe I have 1.6. And we'll just run through the last of it, draft as many as we can, anywhere from, as we said, 12 to 20. And, you know, we'll call it wherever we finish and allocate our championships, right? So, guys, when we come back from this break, we will continue with the second half of this show. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you guys on the other side. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. All right, guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the show. Mia, you ready to get this thing finished up?
Yeah,
it's been a long day, so let's get into the number 20, the 22nd pick in the 11th round. This is the second pick of the 11th round. Mia, where are you going, and what are you thinking?
My pick for the 11th round is going to be Austin Theory. I waited too long. I hate that he's this low, but I'm going to do what Triple H couldn't with Austin Theory.
Amen. Amen, sister. But you're welcome, by the way, because I very much could have taken him and just had another main eventer on my roster. But instead, I'll go with Randy and tie up that Cody Rhodes loose end, because I did think you were going to take him with this,
Randy?
With one of these last two picks. So the fact that you didn't, I was like, okay. So let's get him locked in there. I'm taking Randy Orton with my number, what was that, 12? And then Carmelo Hayes was my 11.
What are these little things?
What's that?
Around Austin and Grayson.
That means that their fighting styles are compatible. So you see the class right there?
Uh-huh.
It says fighter, bruiser, fighter, cruiser. Fighter is compatible with bruiser. I believe cruiser is compatible with bruiser as well, or when you go over each of them, you'll see who they light up with, and they'll make the best matches together.
For my next pick, I'm debating if I'm going to go, let me see who's in the women's roster still. We have Io, Bailey, Bianca, Naomi, Alba. Not picking Natty. I'm going with another male. I am going to have to turn someone eventually, because I have 7 heels and 4 faces on my roster.
Yeah, for sure. Which isn't hard to do.
Yeah.
Especially you have a lot of versatility, a lot of people who can go back and forth, which is a good thing.
CM Punk, Roman, Jay, Drew. I don't know who to go with this one. I need time.
That's fine. Take your time. I have currently 6 men on my roster, and I currently have 5 women on my roster. So Cody Rhodes, Gunther, Trick Williams, Logan Paul, and Carmelo Hayes for the men, and then Jade Cargill, Chelsea Green, Tiffany Stratton, Raquel Rodriguez, and Alexa Bliss for my women. It's your first time doing it, much less doing it on a podcast. You admitted before the show, you said you weren't like really, really that into or like that good yet at GM mode, but the good thing is you will be. You know, once we are done with you know, the surprise that we have for everybody at the end of this episode, you're going to be a lot better at GM mode. So, it's just for fun, you know. Where do you think you're going with this pick, and what are you looking at? I can also help you. You don't have to do it on your own. You can ask me, and I can also help you pick. It's not that, like, competitive.
My next
we'll pick do it together.
Is going to be another big name in Bianca Belair.
Okay.
Again, there's a lot of feuds that I can create with her. Where is she right now?
We're currently waiting for her to return from injury. She hurt her, I believe her finger. She broke her finger or something. And she's been out since. So we can either expect her in the match with Jade Cargill at WrestleMania, or we can expect her to return the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania. So, but she's definitely, I would imagine, on her way back. What match are you most looking forward to right now when it comes to WrestleMania?
Right now, it's definitely Cody Rhodes and Randy. Since
you want to tell us why?
I've always liked the feud between Randy and Cody, and I was really excited when I saw that this match was finally happening. And, you know, they just had to throw my favorite person possibly ever into the feud in Pat McAfee. And I'm excited to see what they're going to do with him, especially since I didn't think he was going to come back at all. Yeah. I just thought he was going to be gone forever, but I'm really glad he's back, and I'm glad he's back in a WrestleMania story
and in a WrestleMania main event
even story better.
Yep. So Randy Orton chasing 15.
No,
not only chasing 15, but chasing the never seen 17. What do you feel about that? What are your thoughts on that? At this point, we're just talking wrestling, right? So let's talk a little bit of WrestleMania and what's coming up. We've talked about it for a long time. Me specifically, I've heard you talk about it on the show as well, about how we shared thoughts that Randy Orton probably should have been the one to break Ric Flair's record. But I have no issue with Randy Orton being the one to break John Cena's record. Now, yeah. The thing about Randy Orton that we're dealing with is can you get there before his body gives out?
Yeah.
Does he have 5 years left to get, what would it be, 15, 16, 17, 18, four championships? Or does he have 3 years and he only ends up with two or three? You know, so that's kind of what we're looking at. How are you feeling about Randy Orton chasing the never seen 17 John Cena?
I'm really excited. I've said a lot about how I thought that it should have been Randy to beat the record. I also thought that it should have been Randy to beat John Cena and to take the title off of him. And this match is going to be hard because I love both Randy and I love Cody Rhodes. And it's going to be difficult, but Randy has my favorite person on planet Earth on his side, so I don't know how I'm gonna root against Pat.
I will tell you, there's a lot of matches this year that I don't know where they're going. Maybe once we dissect them and figure out the, you know, whole dynamics of, oh, who's gonna go over who, what's best for business, what's, you know what I mean, what's gonna make most money, we'll kind of get more of an idea. But just looking at them plain in the face, I can't 100% tell you. Like Brock versus Oba, I don't know. Are they gonna? Is Oba just a monster for Brock to take down, or is Brock Lesnar going to fall to somebody who could possibly be the new megastar in Oba Femi? If you ask me, I'm inclined to say I think Brock Lesnar is being fed a beast right now, and he's about to take him down at WrestleMania and add on to his resume.
I had a discussion with someone about that. And he said that he thinks that this is leading to Oba getting the rocket on his back and Brock to retire, since SummerSlam is coming around and SummerSlam will be hosted in Brock Lesnar's
SummerSlam?
Home city or something like that. Hometown.
So here's my question. Here's my question for you. What would you do? Do you have Brock Lesnar lose to Obafemi, create Obafemi, and then lose to Gunther again at SummerSlam? All of a sudden, it's not that impressive. Or do you have Brock Lesnar beat Obafemi, go on to fight Gunther at SummerSlam, and Gunther retires him surprisingly?
Brock beat Oba. Just because it would just
when look, you put it that way, right?
It would look horrible on Brock, I think, if he's beaten by a superstar who just came up from NXT.
Plus, I mean, over the last 3 weeks, who has gotten the advantage every week in their face downs?
Oba. And I saw somebody...
Hey, guys. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm only saying it. I'm only saying it's possible. Be prepared.
Were you
going to
tell them who you picked for?
Oh, with my number 13 pick, I chose Tatum Paxley. And the reason I did that is because Alexa Bliss is currently on my roster as well. They both share a dark gimmick. I'm always going to try to tie somebody to that and create something out of that. So if I can create my own version of a Wyatt Six, you know, that's what I'm going to do. So Tatum Paxley, and she was very cheap, you know, 71,000, which you're about at 500 something thousand.
Maybe.
If we're going to keep going a couple more, probably to get to 15, 16, then start looking at a little bit cheaper options, because I'm not sure how I'm not sure how that goes there towards the end. But you learn, you know, you figure out the budget, and you have a lot of stars. And like I said, we'll only go to like, I think 15. What's this, 14? Yeah, this is 14. So we'll go maybe two more picks. So I'll go ahead and spend my money, if anything. I have 7 men on my roster and I have 5 women. So that means I can go heavy on women superstars. Who do I have right now? I have Jade, Chelsea, Tiffany Stratton, Raquel, Alexa, Tatum. I was gonna go cheap, I'm not gonna lie, because I wanted to put Jada Parker in my roster. Possibly Kalani or Lash or Fallon or JC. I still might go JC, because I still do think I want to make her a star if possible, but that promo is tough. Saw that. A 2 out of 5 is tough. That's gonna be hard to put you over. I could go Lyra Valkyria and just add on another, but she doesn't go well with anybody. I guess that's something to look at. I'll just spend, I guess. I'll go Io. I'm gonna go with Io Sky. Big name, great in the ring, make good matches with anybody. Not really that good of a promo, but she makes sense in every single storyline you'd probably put her into. So, Io Sky with my number 14 pick.
And my roster that I have so far, I have Seth Rollins, Liv Morgan, Bron Breakker, Roxanne Perez, Finn Balor, Becky Lynch, Grayson Waller, Rhea Ripley, Dominic Mysterio, Charlotte Flair, Austin Theory, Bianca Belair, and Ethan Page.
Okay.
So for my next pick, I'm really surprised you haven't picked up Roman, but I'm not going Roman.
No?
No.
Maybe I'll take him with my last pick. I mean, I have the money for him, that's for sure. Even if I have to go one pick after you. Tatum Paxley was number 13, and then Io Sky was number 14.
I think I'm going...
You're not going to take Roman? For the Roman Seth? I mean, he's expensive, but you are at your 15th pick.
You know what?
But yeah. It's up to you. I'm not trying to convince you. I was just saying. Were you looking to go cheap?
Stop it.
Hey, You should have got Randy for that reason.
No.
No, what are you looking at, and where are you thinking?
I'm looking at...
I see Jay on there, too. I would like Roman, to still go Jay.
CM Punk, or Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
And I think... Let me see. I think I'm going to go...
Ooh, you might be able to afford Drew and Roman.
I think I'm going to go Drew McIntyre.
Drew? CM Punk's the one that would have been out of your range because he's 400,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him, you would have only been able to draft him and that was it. So with your 15th pick or 14th pick, you went Drew McIntyre. And with my 15th pick, I have 7 women, 7 men. I'll probably go 2 more picks, if anything. And I will go with Roman Reigns first, just to... Do I really want Roman is the question, though, at this point. I kind of don't. Not going to lie. I don't want Roman or CM Punk, at least not on this roster. Maybe Jay? I might take Jay just because that's my boy. Let's see. We got Damian Priest. I want to get my budget down to like the same as yours. So I'm going to need to spend this money. I am looking at... I'm just going through the bottom of the list just in case there's anybody that I'd rather have, but it doesn't look like it. So I'll go one more male superstar, and then I'll go with, I'm going to go with Jey Uso at my number 15, and then Mia, this will be your last pick, unless you go cheap. If you go cheap, you can find 2 more. You can find this one and 1 more. And then I'll find this one and 1 more. So at this point, you're picking for people that you just want on your roster. Like people that you know for sure, this is somebody I want to keep. I want to make a story out of him eventually, or her eventually. So far, with my 15, I went with Jay.
I don't even know where to go.
Yeah, it's already deep in it. Stack up your women's roster, or Javon or Pat. Or there's a lot of good cheap options for the women. If you go down to the bottom, Jada, there's Fallon, Soul, Maxine.
I think I'm going to go...
Kiana. Kiana's only 82,000. Lola's only 61. Jada's 63. Kalani's 63. Lash is 93. Thea Hell's a little bit more expensive.
I think I'm going to go either Jada or Fallon.
Who do you want more on your roster? Who do you want to build more? Who would you rather build into a superstar?
I'm going to go Jada Partridge.
Jada. That's a good pick. Fallon would have been been a good one too, but it would have been harder cuz yeah. she's younger. So I'm going to go a woman superstar, and I am going to go with, who did I take last? Io. I might end up taking, I guess, maybe Asuka. Yeah, I'm going to take Asuka. Okay. And then, last pick, Mia. One more pick, and we got 16 superstars. Okay? So, Jey Uso is my number 8 for the men, and 16 will be my 8th woman, or just go 9 on the men, but... Just go 8 and 8 with both.
I think I'm going to go one more woman. and I don't...
Who are you looking at right now?
I've been looking at Bailey since the beginning.
Bailey's too much. You only have 273. You have to look for anybody under like 200. 220, maybe 50.
How much is Gigi? I can't see.
Gigi's 144. Cora's 132, Caden's 132, Fallon's 128, Thea's 125, Lash is 93, Kiana's 82, Kalani's 63, and Lola's 61.
I don't know
honestly, who to go for. Honestly, any of those bottom ones, Lash, Kiana, or Lola, are... Lola just won the NXT Championship. JC Jane is still there as well, if I'm not mistaken.
I think I'm going to go Lash.
Lash is already on the main roster, and she's probably going to be a future superstar. That'd be a good pick.
Lash is going to be my last.
That's a great last pick. That's a great last pick. Good job. And then with my number 16, it'll be a woman as well. And it will be... Oh, no, I'm sorry, because... Did I already pick my 16? Oh, I already picked my 16. Yeah. Oh, I finished. My 16 was Asuka. So that's it. We're done.
Yep.
All right. So that's 16 superstars. We managed to get to the 16. We're an hour in and we're about to close it out. Next thing is going to be pick our champions and stop drafting and finalize your roster. You're good with what you got?
Yep.
All right. Tell us what you got real quick as I finish this up.
So... Hold up.
Good roster.
Who I have is...
It looks like a SmackDown
Seth
roster,
Seth Rollins,
too.
Liv Morgan, Bron Breakker, Roxanne Perez, Finn Balor, Becky Lynch, Grayson Waller, Rhea Ripley, Dominic Mysterio, Charlotte Flair, Ethan Page, Drew McIntyre, Jada Parker. I didn't write my last... Lash Legend. Was my last one?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
And that looks like a Raw roster as well. Yep. Both of our rosters look like SmackDown and Raw rosters. So, Cody Rhodes, Rhea Ripley, Jey Uso, Drew McIntyre, Gunther, Seth Rollins, Randy, Becky, Asuka, Bianca, Io, Charlotte, Jade Cargill, Dirty Dominic Mysterio, Tiffany Stratton, Finn, Alexa, Liv, Chelsea, Braun, Logan, Austin, Raquel, Ethan, Carmelo Hayes, Roxanne Perez, Ethan Page, by the way, I'm sorry guys, Raquel Rodriguez, Trick Williams, Grayson Waller, Oba Femi, Lash Legend, Tatum Paxley, Jada Parker. Those are our rosters respectively, mine being the first that were called, hers being the second, each tier all the way down. That is the end of the draft, and now the best part, selecting who the champions are. So, Nick, good to talk to you. We just got a text message from Triple H. I think we'll do all right. Everything's good. Select your SmackDown Men's World. So, this is a tough part. I hope you're looking at your roster and trying to figure out where you would like to go because, oh, we do have the tag champ.
Okay, so I know where I'm.
Okay. Oh, you did get Grayson and Austin, right?
I don't have the men's, though. You have the men's. I'm going to have the women's, I think.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. All right, so... Oh, wait. How does that work? Okay, anyways, guys, sorry. We got six championships to allocate, actually. So, my men, I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Gunther. Make him the champ out the gate.
Why is Oba the only one happy with the decision of being champ?
shout out to Oba. Select my tag team champions. I'm going to go with, obviously, Trick and Mellow Gang. Or... Nah, go Trick and Mellow. And then my United States champion, I will go... Should I double up Mellow? Or...
It'd have a 52 pop.
Popularity. Mm. Maybe give it to Cody. I kind of want to double it up because it doesn't look like my roster with the men is big enough to do Logan. I'm going to double it up on somebody. Oh, actually, nah. Give it to Cody. Cody's going to be my United States champion. So for the men, it's going to be Gunther, main champ, WWE men's WWE champion, SmackDown tag team champions, Trick Williams, Carmelo Hayes, and United States champion Cody Rhodes. For the women's division, I will go starting with the WWE Women's World Champion, obviously Jade Cargill, the tag team champs Alexa Bliss and Tatum Paxley. And then the United States champion, I will crown...
You're not going to crown Chelsea?
I want to so bad, because she is the longest reigning WWE United States Women's Champion. She's also the first WWE United States Women's Champion. But I do also want to go with a giant and have people like Chelsea Green try to take it from her. So, that being said, I think I'm going to give it to Raquel. Go ahead and establish my champions as bigs on both sides. Big names on both sides. And then, well, you know what I mean. And then, so that's about it. I got Gunther as my WWE Men's World Champion. I got Trick Williams, Carmelo Hayes as my SmackDown Men's Tag Team Champions. I got Cody Rhodes as my United States Champion. And then in the women's division, I have Jade Cargill as the WWE SmackDown Women's World Champion. I got Tatum Paxley, Alexa Bliss at SmackDown Women's Tag Team Champions. And I got Raquel Rodriguez as United States Champion for my SmackDown roster. So that being said, confirm my selections. I'm confident in them. Chill, Triple H, bro. Okay. And
I think you're gonna have to book a show before I can choose mine.
Okay, sorry guys. So we're gonna have to book a show real quick. So technically this is the first episode, first week of the let me book my show, and then when you're booking your show, doing your thing, I'll go ahead and tell them the surprise about the episode. So opener, obviously, match rules, normal match, one-on-one. Give me okay, this is different. I didn't expect to have to do this. Give me promo type. I'm gonna have Randy Orton call out Cody Rhodes for the United States Championship. I'm gonna have in the mid card, I'm gonna have the women's tag team champions set up. There's Mia. We can do yours off screen, so you won't have to do it unless you want to do it on.
I can do it off screen.
Off screen? Yeah. You don't want to do it on? Mm-mm. No? Okay. Yeah, we'll do yours off, because I know you might not like all the way know how to like what to do. So yeah. I'll give you a crash course, and then we'll do that before you leave. Alexa Bliss and Tatum versus, obviously, the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Io. And no title match. Interference. None. And then we will do the main event. A triple threat to try to figure out who the next world champion will be. And it'll be Logan, it'll be Jay, and it'll be Oba. And then, we'll keep it like that. And then no interference. The opener, we can do one-on-one regular match, and it'll be Gunther versus Cody. Champ versus champ. No title match. Interference.
Oh, he can't book Randy twice to run in on Cody.
Okay, that's true. Actually, what we're gonna do with this first, sorry guys, as y'all can hear, we're trying to book the show live on air, so that's what we're doing. We didn't expect this part of the show, so but here in a second I'm gonna pass the controller off to Mia. She's gonna pick her champions. As she's thinking about that, I'm gonna give you guys a surprise. She'll tell us what she decided with her champions, and we will close out the show. So we got about maybe 5-10 minutes left. So with the first match of this opening card, I want to go just big hitter versus big hitter, go Cody versus Gunther, and just call it a day, right? So do it a regular one-on-one, no title match, no interference, and then have a self promo where let's have Chelsea call, Tiffy call out Jade. And that's what we're going to do there. Pretty good?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Okay. And that's how you book a match. That was your crash course right there. You know, you got to see how to do it real quick. As I said, next time we can kind of get you on it and we'll write out what you want to do first. And then that way when we jump on, we can just go straight through it. But that's mine. Boom. Starting the show. Confirm booking. And this is going to be yours. Okay, here you go.
Okay.
All right. So, Mia, go ahead and you have about 5 minutes to figure it out real quick. And then, of course, once you get back on the mic. But, guys, something to look forward to. And, you know, a special announcement or a surprise announcement, whatever you want to call it. But this series, this episode, the GM draft episode, is actually the episode zero, the current draft episode, that will be kicking off a new series for us. That will be the GM draft series. So, you know, we will be doing either once a week or once every other week. We'll discuss that, Mia, and we'll come back together to do episode number one, and episode number one will be officially booking our WrestleMania run from week one on the WWE calendar year to WrestleMania, and that week one episode will drop the week after WrestleMania. So you got obviously the top 10 episode that just aired, you got the GM draft series, you got two episodes for WrestleMania. You got a music video coming out tomorrow at 3:30, I believe, p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, after WrestleMania, we'll kick it right back off with our draft series and our GM series and continue going with our current rosters, our current champions, and we will, you know, give you guys something to listen to, because, you know, we have noticed that there is a few of you guys who listen to every single episode. You guys are waiting for every single episode 30 days apart, and we understand how hard that can be to constantly be waiting for those episodes and only be waiting for WrestleMania season to get, you know, 4 or 5 episodes a week. So what we want to do is, whether we're here actually in the studio, Mia, or we do a phone call episode where you can't be here, you know, regardless, we'll try to do it once a week. If not, we'll do it definitely and for sure once every other week. So guys, that's something for y'all to look forward to. And Mia, go ahead and tell us what your champions look like. You did the women's?
Yes, okay. But I think I'm going to switch.
Go ahead and tell us what you're looking at.
So for my men's champion, main champ, I have Seth Rollins, obviously. And for my women's main champ, I picked Rhea Ripley.
Okay.
For the women's tag team champions, I have Roxanne Perez and Liv Morgan. And this one's kind of a wild, but I threw Jada Parker into the women's Intercontinental Championship picture.
Okay.
And for the...
Remember, you could double strap people too.
True.
Yeah, but that's just in case you haven't figured it out what you're doing yet.
What I was going to do was Austin and Grayson as tag champs. But I was also thinking Austin and Dom. But because I know they're friends, they're acquaintances
in real life.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like best friends.
Okay.
But I think I'm gonna keep Grayson.
Okay.
And have my intercontinental champion be Finn Balor.
Okay.
No. Take Finn off. Give it to Dom. Have Finn go after Seth.
Have a feud between them too. Okay, so tell us what you're officially thinking with these three right here. Or with the six, I'm sorry.
With my official men's, I have Seth Rollins as my main champ, Grayson Waller and Austin Theory for my men's tag titles, Dominic Mysterio as my intercontinental champion, Rhea Ripley as my women's world champion, Roxanne Perez and Liv Morgan as my women's tag team champions, and Jada Parker as my women's intercontinental champion.
That's cool how they gave us both tag team champions for the women, considering like there's only one like one set of belts, but that's cool because I thought it was only going to give it to me or you. So I was like,
that's what I thought.
I was
too.
Like, damn, that kind of sucks. But that being said, I think you did a pretty good job, honestly. Your roster was real good. The way you set your champions up is real good. You're ready to kick it off to a hot start. I think this is going to be fun. And like I said, it's not competitive. We'll help each other out. I'll help you out, whatever questions you have, whatever you want to, you know, figure out. And we'll go through it and have a fun time. It's not to compete and to see who's better, because obviously, you know, I got my butt kicked by Trey whenever we used to do it, you know, back in the days as well, you know. So at the end of the day, it's just for fun. It's just to see how you would do your creative, since you and I are always talking about how we would do a better job at creative. So that's all it is. And it's just for give them something to listen to, whether they agree with us or not, whether we lead with our hearts or with our brain. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it is your brand to do whatever you want. And you're acting as Stephanie McMahon. I'm acting as Nick Aldis, you know, controlling the SmackDown brand, and you will be running the Raw brand. So it's fun. It'll be fun. It's going to be a fun series, I think. So you looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that being said, guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode. As we said, this is the build up to WrestleMania. And we are glad that you chose to spend it here with us at the Mia Made It series. The Mia Made It series of the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. Guys, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, make sure to subscribe. As you know, whenever you do subscribe, it helps us get into other people's algorithms, and it helps build the show that you are currently buying into, trusting with your hour and a half of time whenever you are doing whatever it is that you are doing. So Mia, go ahead and tell everybody thank you for the time they've given us. Just thank you.
I thought you were going to say something else. Thank you for listening, you guys.
All right, guys. And that being said, we will catch you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment. TRUE. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music. Your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment. Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.